Ellis Coase is the author of many books about race. In his latest book, he explores how people deal with atrocities such as murder and political violence. Earlier this week, Coase went to Lake Charles to observe the Wilbert Rideau trial. He was surprised to find it a little like reality television.
How do you prosecute a murder that happened so long ago that virtually every key witness is dead? You do what Hollywood does all the time. You bring the witnesses back to life through the magic of performance. That is precisely what happened this week in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For considerable stretches of time, the DA and defense attorney were reduced to actors, reading questions first uttered some 3.5 decades ago. Other citizens played the part of witnesses who can no longer speak for themselves. At times, the process seemed more like a cold reading in a drama class than a real trial with one man's freedom hanging in the balance. D.A. Rick Bryant acknowledged it would have taken better actors than those on display in Lake Charles to truly bring the dead to life. Defense attorneys were equally unhappy with the spectacle. It's awfully hard, after all, to cross-examine an actor, but in a sense, it hardly matters how inspired or credible the actors may be, since Rideau, from the beginning of the trial, conceded the most damaging facts. The disagreement is in what to make of those facts and over what has transpired since then. For Rideau's attorneys, the case is about redemption and rehabilitation, about a man deserving a second chance. It is also, in their eyes, about a South that never gave an honest break to a boy who has become an old man in prison. In the DA's eyes, that has already been proven more than once. So his job was to provide the best reading he can of a script written in large measure decades ago. Rideau's lawyers are trying to do something a bit more difficult, for the words they are seeking are not to be found in a script largely crafted in a court of the Old South. So they are asking the jurors to read between the lines, to make out truths unspoken yet understood by anyone with a glimmer of comprehension about what the South once was. Surreal as the process has been, it is perhaps appropriate that this case has unfolded in large measure as scripted drama, that the story on stage can only reveal part of a life and only reflects a portion of reality.
Commentator Ellis Coase is the author of Bone to Pick, of Forgiveness, Reconciliation, Reparation, and Revenge.